I'm talking now with Kimberly Novotny, a student at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart School. Hello.
Hello.
Have you been going to that school district your entire life, or did you transfer in at some point?
I have. I've been going here since day one.
Are you nervous about leaving this group that you've known your whole life, or maybe?
Oh, yeah. I love my friends. I'm so scared to leave them all by themselves. I don't know how they'll deal without me.
Oh, I like that answer. Okay. What are your current plans for after high school?
I plan on going to the University of Minnesota Morris to study psychology and to play golf.
Now, I'm going to back up. When you were in first or second grade, what did you want to do when you grew up?
When I was in first or second grade, I wanted to be a doctor, but that has changed since then.
From wanting to be a medical doctor to wanting to go more into psychology?
Yes.
So what made the transition? Why did you decide not to do doctor and more into psychology?
Well, I started taking more biology classes because you need more of those classes for being a doctor, and I did not like them as much as I liked the psychology classes that I was taking, and I ended up really enjoying psychology, and that's kind of where I fell.
Have you had a chance to do any sort of job shadowing or talk with other people going into that field?
I have. I've had a couple phone interviews and questions with some of the psychologists there in Hutchinson, which is kind of interesting to see what they had to say and what their advice was for going into college.
Now, when I hear someone wants to go into psychology, I think that's a huge field. I mean, there are a million different ways you can go within psychology. So what specifically interests you? Are you thinking more like a lab setting or working with patients, or what is your interest?
I love working with people, so I think I would definitely want to be more of like a therapist or a counselor, and I want to help people, so I think that would be the best way to help people and be with people.
Maybe this is sort of related to a question I just asked, but is there any specific people, like relatives or guidance counselors at school or teachers who have maybe been an influence in this, going in this direction?
I know Michelle Melberg, she's a counselor here at school, and she talked to me a long time about what she does, and it really interests me, and I think that's kind of why I went on this path as well.
In school, what are the classes that come easiest to you, and which are the ones where you have to work a little harder?
I've always loved math, and I took calc and pre-calc, and honestly, they're fun, and they're challenging, but it's fun to always figure out what the challenge is and figure out what the answer is at the end of all the work. The harder class is probably English, I guess. I've never really liked writing a whole lot, but with taking some PSEL classes, I actually honed my skills and I've gotten a lot better.
What sort of school activities have you been involved in, like extracurriculars?
Oh, boy. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. So all throughout my entire years at high school, I've been involved with volleyball, basketball, track, golf, yearbook, robotics, band, musical, one act, speech, and theater. I think that's all of them.
Okay, now those are all team activities. Do you like being part of a team?
I love being a part of a team.
What do you do in situations where everybody might mean well, but you've got 10 people going in 10 different directions, and how do you get everybody so that they're all coordinated and working together?
I'm sort of like a leader and sort of a person who just kind of likes to keep everyone together. So I'm kind of like the comic relief of the group. I try to make sure everyone's like having fun. And if someone wants to go in a different direction, I always kind of try to encourage trying new things. And if it works out, it works out. And we'll try that again.
Now,
I forgot to say I'm in National Honor Society Student Council and Executive Board too. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So what you mentioned about trying to work together in a team and trying to coordinate everyone, everything you said just relates directly to wanting to go into counseling. Can you see the connection there?
I would like to see myself as a person who tries to help other people and keep everyone happy and learn from their mistakes and stuff. So I feel like my personality fits really well with where I want to go, which is awesome because if I want to be successful in my field, I think it really helps if you have those skills naturally as well as honing them at college and learning new skills.
Let's jump ahead 10 years. Say you're at your high school 10-year reunion and you're seeing people you haven't seen in 10 years, and all of a sudden memories of your high school years are just flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories that jump out at you?
Oh, man. Well, some of the strongest memories of high school. Well, my best friends. I have a really good group of friends. I'll probably, like, cry and, like, give them all a hug because I miss them so much. I know my Kel class is very small. There's only 7 of us in there. And I honestly have, like, the best time in that class because we're all super close and we all know each other. We know each other's middle names, each other's siblings, each other's pets. Like, just, like, all the jokes that we share and the funny little quotations that are put up on the board sometimes are just, like, you know, it's fun.
Okay, here's the last question, and it sort of relates to what you said just now. You said there are 7 people in your calc class. And so, say you're talking with someone from the Twin Cities who's going to one of these huge high schools with 500 in their graduating class. How would you explain some of the advantages or disadvantages of going to a smaller school like Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it's a super small school. My graduating class is only 30 kids. My smallest class is actually just 2 kids. But I feel like some of the advantages is that we get to really know the teachers. And we get to know our classmates on a very personal level. We get to meet everyone from various grades and, like, really form some really amazing bonds with all the people and see what high school can be like when everyone's friends, and it's really awesome.
And I've been talking with Kimberly Novotny, a student at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart School. Thank you.